ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमः ॐ विष्णु पदाय कृष्णावृषाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नित्यनामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी अस्कचारि सदानि वंशकल्पतरु वैश्य कृपा सिंधु वैव च पदितानं भवानेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Thank you.
the melody in which the devotees in Navadvip, where Mahaprabhu inaugurated the Sankirtan movement, chant the holy name. With this melody, I wish to welcome all of you to the second part of our lecture called the Kirtan of Lord Gauranga.
Questa melodia voglio dare a tutti il benvenuto per la seconda parte di questa lezione dal titolo Il Kirtan del Signore Gauranga.
Yesterday we talked a little bit about the history of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement.
Ieri abbiamo parlato un po' della storia del movimento del Sankirtan del Signore Chaitanya.
And we talked about the emphasis which Mahaprabhu put on the Kirtan as the Yuga Dharma. We also discussed in what mood, the mood of longing for Krishna, Kirtan should be performed. So today we will talk about instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on Japa. We will raise some critical questions if Kirtan really works, and answer them.
Solleveremo delle domande critiche sul fatto che il Kirtan funziona veramente e daremo delle risposte.
And we will also introduce to you a few Kirtan songs.
Introdurremo anche alcune canti del Kirtan.
Hare Krishna. Each morning, the residents of Navadvip would come to visit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and their hands were full with gifts.
Ogni mattina i residenti di Navadvip andavano a trovare il Signore Chaitanya, le loro mani erano piene di doni.
Some brought yogurt, some brought bananas, and others brought mango leaves.
Alcuni portavano yogurt, altre banane, altre ancora foglie di mango.
My dear devotees, these people of Navadvip were associates of the Lord, who had not only appeared when the Lord came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, no, they had come to all the different Krishna avatars and had served the Lord in his many forms.
I cari devoti, questi residenti di Navadvip non erano apparsi solo per i passatempi del Signore Chaitanya, ma apparivano costantemente ogni volta che un avatar del Signore nelle sue svariate forme si manifestava, sorgendo con lui loro davvero.
Full with love, acknowledging the affection of his devotees, Mahaprabhu began to instruct them.
Pieno di amore, riconoscendo l'affetto dei suoi devoti, il Signore Chaitanya iniziò a istruire.
He said, I would like to teach you the Maha Mantra. Go home and do its japa all the time and count the numbers. There are no other rules for you. Chant japa all the time and count.
Non ci sono regole altre per voi, semplicemente cantate il japa e contate.
Rest assured, my dear devotees, all perfection will come by this simple practice.
E siate sicuri, miei cari devoti, che tutte le perfezioni arriveranno con questa semplice pratica.
Then Mahaprabhu said, this is the Maha Mantra.
E allora Mahaprabhu disse, questo è il Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then he said, and now I will give you instructions how to do Kirtan.
E poi disse, ora vi darò istruzioni su come fare Kirtan.
5 to 10 of you sit outside your house with musical instruments and chant the following chant.
5 o 10 di voi state fuori dalla porta di casa con strumenti musicali e cantate in questo modo.
Hari Haraya Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namah Hari Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Namah Hari Haraya Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namah.
Gopinatha Madana Mohana.
These were the names which Mahaprabhu said his devotees should chant in the kirtan. Of course, most of the time all the devotees chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But you must know that there is a that there are four types of kirtans. Naam kirtan, Rupa kirtan, Guna kirtan, Lila kirtan. Of all these, Mahaprabhu stressed especially the Naam kirtan.
Dovete sapere che ci sono quattro forme di kirtan: Nama, Rupa, Guna e Lila kirtan. Ma di queste quattro, Signore Mahaprabhu evidenziò soprattutto il primo, Nama kirtan.
Chant the names, he would say, the names of the Lord.
Cantate i nomi, diceva, cantate i nomi del Signore.
And he would always say Hari Hari, or Hari Bol. This was when Mahaprabhu met his devotees, his instructions to them. Only the Naam, the name of the Lord. Rupa Goswami was instructed to describe 64 activities of bhakti, but Mahaprabhu himself was stressing only the one. Chant, chant, chant. Chant the names.
Cantate i nomi.
Then Krishna is present.
E allora Krishna è presente.
Krishna is your father, he is your mother, he is your best friend.
Krishna è vostro padre, vostra madre, vostro migliore amico.
And he introduced many names.
E lui introdusse molti nomi.
One, I would like that you repeat now the names after me. One kirtan was Hari O Rama Rama Hari. Hari O Rama Rama Hari. O Rama Rama Hari Hari. O Rama Rama Hari Hari. O Rama Rama Hari Hari.
O Rama Rama Hari Hari.
And another kirtan was Jai Krishna Mukunda.
Jai Krishna Mukunda.
Murari Vanamali.
Murari.
Or sometimes they would sing Hari Bol. Mukunda Gopal Vanamali. Or Rama Krishna. Govinda Gopal. In this way the Chaitanya Bhaktas would only know one thing, to chant the names of their Lord.
In questo modo i Bhakta del Signore Chaitanya conoscevano solo una cosa, di cantare il nome del Signore.
Lord Chaitanya said, this chanting will bring you into the divine presence of the Lord, and as a result you will feel love of God in your heart.
Questo canto vi porterà la divina presenza del Signore, con il risultato sentirete l'amore per Dio nel vostro cuore.
When you come close, this is a very deep theology. When you come close to an object, you will take on the qualities of the object.
Questo è un concetto teologico molto profondo. Quando vi avvicinate all'oggetto, prendete anche le qualità di quell'oggetto.
For instance, if you come close to the fire, you will experience light and warm on your body.
Ad esempio, quando vi avvicinate al fuoco, sperimentate luce e calore nel vostro corpo.
So when you come into the presence of Krishna, you will actually experience the divine qualities of blissfulness.
Quindi quando arrivate in presenza di Krishna sperimenterete le qualità divine della felicità.
And as we expressed yesterday, when a devotee feels the bliss of being close to Krishna, that bliss transforms in his heart as love of Godhead.
Come abbiamo detto ieri, quando un devoto sperimenta la felicità nella vicinanza di Krishna, questa si trasforma in amore per Krishna.
Now, if you so want, this is a very fast way of achieving the love of Godhead.
Se vogliamo dirlo, questo modo molto veloce di raggiungere l'amore per Dio.
The religious sphere or religious atmosphere in that time was very much concerned with working on one's to overcome one's disqualifications.
La sfera religiosa, l'atmosfera religiosa a quel tempo aveva piuttosto a che fare con cercare di superare le proprie squalifiche.
The Brahmins were administering difficult sacrifices to people just to avoid obstacles in their life.
I Brahmana amministravano diversi sacrifici per le persone semplicemente per evitare gli ostacoli materiali.
For instance, when you were building a house, a Brahmin needed to come to do a vastu homa to destroy the inauspiciousness which comes in building.
Ad esempio, se dovevate costruire una casa, i Brahmana venivano e cercavano attraverso le cerimonie del vastu di distruggere tutte le situazioni di cattivo auspicio nell'edificio.
You see here outside we are building and it looks really as if the beautiful gardens of Prabhupada Desh are like a person on the operation table with all his intestines coming out. Building makes some inauspicious vibrations, you know. Or the mind makes inauspicious vibrations. And for that many pujas were given to different devatas. But Lord Chaitanya did away with all this ritualistic religion and said, just chant the name, and there was a reason. He expressed this reason in his own 8 shlokas. He said the name itself has all the powers of God in it.
Lui ha espresso questi motivi negli 8 shloka, dove dice che il nome del Signore ha già in sé tutti i poteri.
One of these powers of God is to remove inauspiciousness, like the sun, which when it rises removes the darkness.
Uno di questi poteri del Signore è di rimuovere tutte le cose di cattivo auspicio, così come il sole quando appare fa sparire il buio.
So therefore Mahaprabhu did not at all look at the qualification or disqualification of the people. He said just chant, the chanting will take care of all the obstacles in your life.
Per questo il Signore Chaitanya non guardava né le qualifiche né le squalifiche delle persone, diceva semplicemente cantate e tutti gli ostacoli della vostra vita saranno rimossi.
Yes, and very often in this logic, Ajamil's story was discussed.
E molto spesso in questa logica viene discussa la storia di Ajamil.
You know, Ajamil was he was a killer.
Ajamil era un criminale.
Criminale, no. Yes, he had really done things which were too much, you know, killing pilgrims, stealing their money, for instance. Now at the end of his life, when he was lying on his deathbed and the Yamadutas, the messengers of death, were coming to take him into hell, he chanted a name of God.
Ma alla fine della vita, quando era lì sul letto che giaceva, sono arrivati gli Amaduta, i messaggeri della morte, e lui ha cantato i nomi del Signore e erano venuti a portarlo all'inferno.
Yeah. He didn't chant a name of the inferno, of the Lord of the Inferno. You have said it correctly, good. He chanted the name of the Lord and immediate effects were there.
Lui cantò il nome del Signore e immediatamente ci fu
The name he chanted had 4 syllables. Narayana.
Il nome che cantò aveva 4 sillabe. Narayana.
And with these names, all the 4 effects of sins were cleansed away.
E con questo nome tutti gli effetti del suo peccato furono cancellati.
Sins made by the body.
I quattro peccati, quelli compiuti dal corpo.
By the speech.
Dalla parola.
By the mind.
Dalla mente.
And by everything else. It was just taken away. The Brihad Vishnu Purana describes the power of the names of the Lord like this. Simply by chanting one holy name of Hari, a sinful man can counteract the reactions to more sins than he is able to commit.
Semplicemente cantando un nome del Signore Hari, una persona peccaminosa cancella più peccati di quanti ne possa aver commessi.
In this way, the power of the holy name is demonstrated.
In questo modo è dimostrato il potere dei santi nomi.
The chanting the kirtan, Lord Chaitanya said, is like the king of all spiritual processes.
Il canto del kirtan, dice il Signore Chaitanya, è re di tutti i processi spirituali.
It's a lion. When the lion comes and shouts, all the minor animals have to run away. In the philosophy or theology of the holy name, there's another reason why kirtan is so powerful. You know, in our subtle body we have four layers.
Sapete che abbiamo quattro livelli nel nostro corpo sottile.
Here is the mind.
Qui c'è la mente.
What does the mind do?
Cosa fa la mente?
It thinks, yes.
Pensa.
It accepts things and rejects.
Accetta delle cose e le rigetta.
I like this, I do not like that.
Mi piace questo, non mi piace quell'altro.
It's constantly going on. Two voices in the head.
Due voci nella testa che vanno avanti continuamente.
I like this lecture, I don't like this lecture. I like this pasta, I don't like this pasta. Constantly the mind is talking like this. Then there's the intelligence, which disciplines the mind and say, accept this, don't accept that.
Accetta questo e non accettare quell'altro.
Then there's a sense of identity, and finally there is the citta, or the deepest the conscious field, the inner consciousness. The citta, not citra. There's a sense of identity.
C'è il senso di identità, e poi c'è la mente profonda, la coscienza.
Yeah, the citta. Huh? Now this citta carries with it impressions from many previous lives.
Questa citta coscienza trasporta con sé le impressioni di molte vite precedenti.
It's like you can say, do you have this in Italy? This leg which you use to close a letter. Leg, laca. Yeah. It's red usually.
Oh yeah, that's
yeah. Yeah.
Yes. It's a seal.
Yes, it's a seal. Yes. So please inform our audience about this. The citta is like the slack of the seal.
La citta è come la lacca in questo sigillo.
And what we experience, deep experiences, are like the stem, which make an impression in our citta. It's these deep psychological conditionings which we have. It comes even from a previous life. Let me say, for instance, someone has very lusty tendencies. Or another is like, feels so much for artistic expression. Yes, and he becomes Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones. because of these deep impressions which were most properly created even in a past life. So other religious processes can maybe cleanse the mind a little bit, or the intelligence. But Mahaprabhu said this is of no use if you don't create the deepest level of your consciousness, if you don't purify your citta. For instance, you may understand that you shouldn't sin. But inside your citta is the desire to do some sinful activities. So religious processes can help you to change the mind, but it can't help you to go to the root of the problem. Mahaprabhu said kirtan takes care cheta dharapana majanam, of the cheta, the chitta, the consciousness. By kirtan you can become a different person, in other words. But by religious processes you can only think differently. Krishna consciousness is not something of the mind. In fact, we don't need the mind for many things. It's a disturbanto. Disturbo, yes, in spiritual life. But see, for Krishna consciousness, we need our consciousness, our citta, which needs to be purified. And that is done by the kirtan. Yes. There's another benefit of the holy name. It gives love. Why? Listen to this. Because the name is not different from the person. When you chant Krishna's holy name, Krishna enters the courtyard of the heart, and you just have to love him. It gives you, in other words, a relationship, a rasa. Nama chintamani rasa. Nama chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya rasa vigrahi. Yes. That is Sanskrit. And it means the name. Nama chintamani Krishna, the name of Krishna, Chaitanya rasa vigraha, is the form of a relationship, of rasa. It's a form of the taste which forms in a relationship. When you chant Krishna's name properly, you have to feel something in the heart, some amore de Krishna. Jiva Goswami was saying, Bhagavat Svarupam Eva Nama, the name is the essence of the Lord. Yes. The name in this verse, the word Chintamani is used. Yes. There are many manis or jewels. And some jewels are even give some radiance. But some jewels are more powerful, they can heal you, your body. Some jewels have even the power to transform iron into gold. But a Chintamani jewel is special. It's a jewel of the chinta, the consciousness. And this this name jewel can transform the consciousness.
Può trasformare la coscienza.
Yes. As far as Mahaprabhu is concerned, the chanting is the only process for the Kali Yuga.
Per quanto riguarda Mahaprabhu, il canto è l'unico processo per il Kali
Yuga. He said what was obtained in Satya Yuga by meditation and what was obtained in Treta Yuga by sacrifice and in Dvaraka by deity worship is obtained in Kali Yuga just by chanting.
Quello che era ottenuto nel Satya Yuga attraverso la meditazione, nel Treta Yuga con sacrificio, nel Dvaraka Yuga con l'adorazione, è ottenuto in Kali Yuga semplicemente col canto.
I will close today with an autobiographical description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chiuderò oggi con una descrizione autobiografica del Signore Gesù.
See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was teaching this new theology. The Brahmanas were very much disturbed by him. And the most powerful, you could say, spiritual movement was also enraged. This movement was having its fortress in Kashi, Varanasi.
Questo movimento aveva la sua fortezza a Kashi, Varanasi.
These were the followers of Shankaracharya under the leadership of Prakashananda Saraswati.
Questi erano i seguaci di Shankaracharya sotto la guida di Prakashananda Saraswati.
So Mahaprabhu went into Varanasi. And he started his kirtan on the street. And soon, by his electric bhakti, you could say, the people who came in contact with him became transformed. They were dancing. There are ancient pictures made by artists who painted at that time. Some of them were falling on the ground and were unconscious in the dust. Many of the devotees started to cry. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself would chant, he was so moved that the tears came like a syringe. And the bhaktas were going, wow, I have tears on the Lord. It was ecstasy pure. Unbelievers turned on the spot into believers.
Non credenti diventavano istante credenti.
It was very powerful.
Era molto potente.
And the Shankaras heard this.
E Shankara sentì questo.
And began to criticize.
Iniziò a criticare. I Shankariti.
What is this sannyasi doing?
Ma cosa sta facendo questo sannyasi?
Dancing. Dancing by the Mayavadi impersonalist was something which was done by low-class people who were after women and wine.
La danza, secondo i Mayavadi, era qualcosa per le persone di bassa classe che stavano dietro al vino le donne.
And dancing on the street was a scandal.
Danzare nelle strade poi era uno scandalo.
Now sannyasi was dancing on the street with many people. Men and also women were in the back in the kirtan. My God, this is the sign of Kali Yuga. That was their conclusion. They just could not understand.
Semplicemente non potevano comprendere.
He should have studied the Vedanta Sutra and meditated.
Avrebbe dovuto studiare Vedanta Sutra e meditare.
Not dance.
Ma danzare.
So a confrontation was unavoidable.
Quindi un confronto
It came when one devotee of Mahaprabhu, a brahmana from Maharashtra, told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I have arranged an eating engagement where both you and the sannyasis of Varanasi are invited. Are you accepting my invitation?
E questo scontro venne quando un discepolo di Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, un brahmana di Maharashtra, andò da lui e gli disse: ho arrangiato un incontro di mangiare, e vuoi partecipare con te e quest'altra persona?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just sitting there.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu era seduto lì.
And in his mind he thought, I have brought very good goods to Kashi.
E nello suo mente pensò, io ho portato dei bellissimi doni a Kashi.
I want to give them for free because no one is prepared to pay the price.
Voglio darli gratis perché nessuno è disposto a pagarne il prezzo.
Here was an opportunity that he could convert the Mayavadis of Kashi.
Questa era un'opportunità per poter convertire i Mayavadi di Kashi.
The Brahmana continued to speak to him.
Il Brahmana continuò a parlare.
My Lord, I can't bear that the leaders, the religious leaders of Varanasi are just criticizing you, and especially our leader Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur always talks about you, but he somehow never speaks your full name. I have noticed that.
E allora questo brahmana gli disse: signore, non posso tollerare che queste persone ti criticano a Benares, c'è questo Prakashananda Saraswati che ti critica sempre, però non riesce a dire il tuo nome completo.
What's wrong with him? Your name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya, but he only says Chaitanya. Mahaprabhu smiled and said, because he is an offender against the Lord, he cannot say the name Krishna. I'm coming. So the Mayavadis were coming, were already sitting. It was a huge hall.
Quindi i Mayavadi erano già seduti lì, era una sala molto grande.
And they were waiting for the scandal to arrive.
E stavano arrivando aspettando che lo scandalo arrivasse.
For the personification of the scandal.
Cioè la personificazione dello scandalo.
And Mahaprabhu came late.
E Mahaprabhu arrivò in ritardo.
Maybe that's the reason why the members of the Hare Krishna movement come always late. <yeah.
laughs>
Somehow in our genes. So when he came, they were sitting a little high like this, and before the high forum, there was a place where the feet were washed.
Loro erano seduti lì su una pedana un po' alta, e prima di questa pedana c'era un luogo dove i piedi venivano lavati.
It was a smelly place because so many sannyasis had washed the sweat from their feet.
Era un posto molto puzzolente perché lì molti sannyasi avevano lavato il sudore dei loro piedi.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to this smelly place and he sat there. He didn't come on the forum. Finally, Prakashananda, who saw him, approached him to somehow bring him in the midst so that they could have a discussion. When this Mayavadi sinful rascal approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was overwhelmed because from the form of the Lord, a light burst forth like the light of the sun.
E quando questo mascalzone Mayavadi si avvicinò al Signore, fu sopraffatto perché dal Signore veniva fuori una tale effulgenza, luce che era ancora più ancora più di quello del sonno.
It must have been like in the Bible, you know, where you're not where this burning bush was giving a light and Moses just couldn't bear it.
Deve essere come la descrizione della Bibbia di questo cespuglio infuocato che prese fuoco e Mosè veramente chiudesse gli occhi.
So Prakashananda, my Lord, you are shining like Narayan.
Prakashananda disse, mio Signore, sei luminoso come Narayan.
Brahman,
come Brahman,
come sit with us.
Vieni, siediti con noi.
Let us ask you a question.
Fa che ti possiamo porre delle domande.
He took him, and Lord Chaitanya was very humbly going along.
Se lo prese, il signore Chaitanya molto umilmente andò con lui.
Why do you create such a disturbance in this town by singing with sentimentalists on the road? Please say.
Perché crei tanto disturbo in questa città cantando e danzando con dei sentimentalisti in mezzo alla strada?
You are a good sannyasi.
Per favore, dimmelo.
So much light. The Mahaprabhu gave a description.
E allora il signore Mahaprabhu gave una descrizione.
He knew that the main process of the sannyasis was to study Vedanta Sutra and meditate.
Lui sapeva che il processo principale dei sannyasi era di studiare Vedanta Sutra e di meditare.
So he said, my spiritual master thought me to be a fool. He said, don't study Vedanta, just chant.
Ma mio maestro spirituale mi ha detto che io sono solo uno sciocco. Mi ha detto non studiare Vedanta, semplicemente canta.
And I have done this.
E io ho fatto questo.
And after some time, I became so ecstatic.
Ma dopo un po' di tempo sono diventato così estatico.
I went back to my spiritual master and said, what kind of mantra have you given me? It has made me so ecstatic. I'm so mad.
Sono tornato dal mio maestro e ho detto, ma che mantra mi hai dato che mi ha reso così estatico? Sono diventato così pazzo.
And do you know what my guru answered me?
E tu sai cosa mio guru mi ha risposto?
Oh, the sannyasis were just all ears.
Sannyasi erano tutto orecchie.
It is the nature of the Hare Krishna mantra that anyone who chants it immediately develops his loving ecstasy for Krishna.
È la natura del mantra di Krishna che chiunque lo canta immediatamente sviluppa questo amore per Krishna.
It's good.
È bene, buono.
Continue to chant.
Continua a cantare.
And to dance.
E a danzare.
It's very good.
È molto buono.
And then in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which describes this, a verse appears.
Nella Chaitanya Charitamrita è descritto questa apparizione.
It describes the power of the holy name.
Viene discusso il potere del santo nome.
Listen carefully.
Ascoltate
attentamente. Evam vratasva priyanama kidya jatanurago drta citta. Citta, huh? Uchai hasat yato roditiro diagati unmaravandrityati lokabhaya. It describes what happens when one chants. It is described that as one chants, one becomes attached to a particular name and form of the Supreme Personality. And something happens to the heart.
E qualcosa succede nel cuore.
Now, all you chanters, you must now listen carefully to see if this has happened to you.
E dovete sentire attentamente per vedere se questo è successo a voi.
The heart melts with love.
Il cuore si scioglie per amore.
And he laughs very loudly.
E la persona ama molto, a gran voce, a voce alta.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes why the devotee laughs all of a sudden. He sees a scene in his heart. He sees little Krishna looking in a way that he doesn't want to be captured and entering the house of an old gopi.
Vede il piccolo Krishna che ha lo sguardo di uno che non vuole essere catturato e che entra nella casa di una gopi.
And he goes to the butter pot.
E va verso il vaso di burro.
He takes a sharp stone and
prende una pietra puntita e
breaks the clay pot.
Rompe
The butter comes running down, and Krishna starts eating it while looking very carefully that no one captures him. At this moment, the old woman, Jarati, this old gopi, comes running out with a stick. The butter thief is here! The butter thief! And she runs after Krishna. Krishna's little feet make butter footprints. And he runs very fast. So the gopi, so the devotee, while chanting, sees this scene. It's called Lila Smarana. And as a result, he just laughs. Krishna, 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 you can outrun her. Krishna, Krishna. And he laughs. You can run faster. But then Krishna disappears. Then the devotee starts to cry. Oh my Lord, you have run away. Now my life is useless. Can you hear me? Answer.
Respondi.
Answer, my Lord.
Respondi.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He goes like this. And then he hears a voice. Oh, my dear devotee. I'm hearing you. Please be satisfied. So in this way, he laughs, then he cries and shouts. And when he hears the Lord and sees him again, he dances like a madman, for he is indifferent to public opinion. My dear devotees, this is kirtan. This is chanting. It's an experience of Krishna. But this can only be had if you chant in the way Mahaprabhu himself chanted and taught his followers to chant. Once Indra, who does this 24-hour kirtan in Vrindavan, Indra Prabhu, was asked, how do you put your heart into the chanting? And he gave an answer which very much explains how to chant in the way of Mahaprabhu. Would you like to know this answer? He chants 24 hours a day. He must have found out how to do it. He said, you put your heart into the chanting by understanding that now you are separated from Krishna. Yeah, separato. And to overcome this, and this is not nice. It's like a cloud which comes before the sun and then you freeze. And you want to overcome this separation. And the way to do it is to chant. You addressing the Lord. Please accept me again. And in this way you enter the presence of the Lord. If your chanting doesn't have the wings of the feelings of separation, it will be like lead, and lead is like iron, and it will remain on the ground of the mental platform. Only if your chanting grows the wings of feeling separation from Krishna will your chanting leave the material platform or the mental platform and quickly bring you to the presence of the Lord.
Solo se il tuo canto mette le ali della separazione per il Signore, allora potrà lasciare la piattaforma materiale e andare verso la presenza del Signore, la piattaforma mentale e andare in presenza del Signore.
Mahaprabhu's kirtan was never a dry kirtan.
Il kirtan di Mahaprabhu non era mai un kirtan arido.
The mood was, oh Lord, where are you? I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Ayinanda Tanuya, O Lord of the Kingdom of Love, please give me your love. I am now in very bad situations. I want to give you my attention. Sisi Gaurani Dai Ki Jai. I want to give you my attention, but there are the enemies around me, my own mind. And they always pull me away from you. But still, deep in my heart, I know I have a connection to you. And my Lord, I also know without your companionship, I will not be satisfied. Therefore, please invest your compassion in me. Please save me, a fallen soul. Prabhupada has said to someone who chants with great material satisfaction, Sve uredu, everything is all right in my life. He just can't chant the feeling.
Prabhupada dice che se uno canta con soddisfazione materiale nel cuore, la mia vita
può essere, non può. Krishna will not be interested in this automatic chanting.
Krishna non sarà interessato in questo canto automatico.
So this was my presentation for today. We will still have a little time to for question and answers, but I would like to first give you a summary. We learned today about the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his devotees in Navadvipa. And we learned why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed all the emphasis into the chanting of the holy name and no other process. His point is that the name itself has the power of God. And it can do what only God can do, that is, make you a devotee. His movement was in stark contrast to the established orthodoxy of the Hindu Brahmanas and also the was in contrast to Shankara and his followers.
Questo movimento è stato ostacolato dall'ortodossia braminica ed era anche contrastato da Shankarani,
seguaci. Yes. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was prevailing. I think I told some of you that even now, I was 6 years or so in the town of Varanasi to write on my book, There Is No Death. I was writing a chapter where all the, at the place where all the dead bodies are burned to ashes.
Persino oggigiorno, 6 anni fa ero a Benares, stavo scrivendo il mio libro Non c'è la morte.
Yes. Ooh. And after that I was very tired, so I went into one ashram and laid in one corner to rest a little. And when I was just falling asleep, I saw some saffron dressed sannyasis, Mayavari sannyasi, to sit down to read the Vedanta Sutra.
Mm. che si avvicinava, un sannyasi Mayavadi che stava leggendo Vedanta Sutra.
In my mind I was thinking, oh no, I'm sleeping amongst Mayavadis, this will not be good dreams. But it was already too late, I was already half asleep. After some time I was woken up. The Mayavadis had finished their reading and they were standing and they were chanting Kirtan. What? I asked them, hey, you're Mayavadis, why do you do Kirtan like the Vaishnavas? He convinced our leader Prakashananda. It's still there. Mahaprabhu's Kirtan is still there in Varanasi. So I want to invite all of you to join the Hare Krishna movement. To chant in all seriousness.
Cantare in tutta serietà.
To chant like a little bird which wants to have the presence of the mother.
Cantare come un uccellino che vuole avere la presenza della madre.
Because he knows only the mother can feed me.
Perché lui sa che solo la madre può nutrirlo.
No, you have to chant like the little calf who is separated by the milkman from his mother, for the mother cow, and who wants to just go to run to the mother to drink the milk. Or you have to chant like a Vedic wife whose husband is so long absent and who just is so morose and just waits for her Mush, her husband, to come and satisfy her in all respects. Only when you chant with this mood of which is there in the Chaitanya, then it's very good. Today we will try it. We will go in the streets of Venezia. Wow! We will all, but we will, to make the kirtan really powerful, we will not concentrate on Venezia. We will concentrate on Krishna. We will chant, oh my Lord, I so much want you.
Canteremo, oh Signore, io voglio tanto te.
And you will see, all of a sudden, your chanting is on the spiritual platform.
E vedremo che tutto andato, il vostro canto salirà sulla piattaforma spirituale.
And you can also expect miracles to happen.
E potete anche aspettarvi che accadano dei miracoli.
But it depends on each one of you.
Ma dipende da ognuno di voi.
We chant in a group. Sang means all together. We will all together help each other. It's a very serious thing. I know that the Vaishnavas who are in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they placed maximum emphasis on the holy name.
So che i Vaishnava che sono la luce di Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pongono molta emphasis sul santo nome.
Hare Krishna. So let us see now. Wow, I'm in time. We can ask a few questions. Is it still? We said at 1 o'clock we should finish, or now we should finish? Really? Or yeah? Yes, we can. I think we said. Did we say 1 o'clock or 12 o'clock? 1 o'clock. Good. Yes. So let us see. Any one of you has any question? Yes, our Prabhu has a question. Please take the microphone.
Detto che la prerogativa principale per cantare il santo nome costantemente è l'immunità, no? Il famoso verso prima da qui si vincerà, eccetera, no? Però allo stesso tempo io vedo che c'è la tendenza, no, a diventare orgogliosi quando uno canta Hare Krishna, perché l'ha detto in un'altra classe che diciamo il canto di un solo nome di Krishna può aumentare, diciamo, i risultati di tante attività peccaminose, quindi non ha la tendenza a pensare adesso sto cantando Hare Krishna, quindi sono puro, sono avanzato e quindi posso, diciamo, ignorare le persone esterne, pensare che loro sono il Maya mentre invece io sono avanzato perché sono nel tempio, eccetera eccetera. La domanda è questa: come faccio io a mantenere l'umiltà cantando Hare Krishna?
You said before that the main aspect in chanting should be humility, but nevertheless, because we're chanting the holy name, and as you said, we can counteract all our sinful activities, then at the same time we feel that we are pure, that we are advanced, and we also develop pride, and we think because we are in the temple we are better than people outside, they are in Maya, I'm good. So how can we counteract this problem?
Prabhu, you would have to come to a japa retreat to learn to chant. Yeah, it's really a school.
La risposta è così grande che dovresti venire a un ritiro su Java, perché è una scuola intera.
But I will make it very brief.
Ma cercherò di condensarla molto brevemente.
See, in the beginning, a chanter is on the surface.
All'inizio il canto rimane sulla superficie.
That means he just chants with his body.
Vuol dire che uno canta semplicemente col proprio corpo.
Then the next step is to chant with the mind.
Poi il gradino superiore di cantare con la mente.
When you come to this stage, you pride just flees away.
Quando arrivi a questo livello, l'orgoglio se ne va via.
Because you chant in this mood. You meditate about the meaning of the mantra. Oh, my Lord, please attract me. Please give me knowledge about you through your devotee. Please let me serve you. On that platform, on the little deeper platform, you don't chant like, I'm better than everyone. I'm better than everyone. This is not in the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra. Someone who chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, I'm better than everyone. I'm better than everyone. He has not really chanted. He chants without his mind.
Una persona che canta con la consapevolezza di essere superiore agli altri non sta cantando con la propria mente.
He is on the first level.
È al primo livello.
The Kanishta level.
Livello di Kanishta.
But as he goes deeper,
quando va più in profondità,
then finally he will chant with feelings.
Allora canterà con sentimento.
On the level of the heart.
A livello del cuore.
I sometimes say to the devotees, please join the Hare Krishna movement. Our problems are there clearly because we are not in the Hare Krishna movement. We are only with the body in the Hare Krishna movement, but with our mind we are somewhere else. Unfortunately, that's normal for beginners.
Sfortunatamente questo è normale per gli
avversi. That is there in Christianity, in Islam, and in the Hare Krishna movement.
E anche nel movimento religioso.
Welcome to humanity.
Benvenuti all'umanità.
But it's not correct.
Ma non è corretto.
I want to say this. Thank you very much, Prabhu. You have raised such an important point. Our Prabhuji is encouraging us to go deeper. How long can we be on this superficial platform? It just doesn't nourish the soul. We feel dissatisfied. And in our dissatisfaction, we don't only disturb us, we disturb everyone else. Therefore, we have designed a japa retreat. In the japa retreat, we go 1 week into eremitage. Eremitage, yes. We go in eremitage, and then we learn to chant, and we chant. One day we chant minimum 64 rounds.
Minimum 64
giri. And listen to this. We don't talk anything else than Hare Krishna. Vow of silence. No, this is difficult for Italian tongue. But one likes it after some time. Because one feels flooded with the mercy of the holy name and feels highly encouraged. But sometimes one also walks through the desert of his dry heart. But if you never walk through the desert, how will you leave the desert behind? For that, when that happens to someone, we have during the japa retreat a shop. He can go to advanced devotees and reveal his mind, who have opened shops. No, not workshop, etc. It's really a shop, yes. You can get water because you're in the desert of your heart. Biscuits, energy, because you reveal your heart to advanced devotees and they will give you an advice how to go. The next japa retreat in your area takes place in an island in the Atria.
Il prossimo ritiro del japa nel vostro paese avrà luogo in una isola dell'Adriatico.
The island is called Braj. Yeah, I'm not joking. Yes.
Quest'isola è chiamata Braj.
Braj, né? Guarda. Braj. Braj. No, it's Braj. Yes. You must all come.
Dovete tutti venire.
1 week.
Una settimana.
Afterwards, you are different.
Dopo sarete diversi.
That's in the beginning of July. No, June. The end of May, beginning of June. There are beautiful trees and we are right on the sea. But our goal is to swim in another ocean, the ocean of nectar of the Holy Name. So please consider. Or you could come next year, you could come to America. There is a japa retreat in the same place where the Dalai Lama teaches, the Menla Institute. Or you can come to Vashana in November. Burijan Prabhu and myself, we will give the third Japa retreat in Vrindavan.
Maharaj e Gurijan Prabhu daranno il terzo ritiro del Japa a Vrindavan.
See you then.
Ci vediamo lì.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Grazie.
Any other question? Domando. Where is the? It's opposite to the town Split. Split is in Croatia. It's in South Croatia. If you would say, yes, Middle Croatia.
Croatia.
Yeah. It's really, you must come, Krishnana. Yes, it's really wonderful. I'm very sorry, I can't understand you acoustically.
My question is about someone that is constantly thinking about the form of the deity.
Constantly thinking about the form of the deity?
Yeah, constantly remembering the deity. And because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, or Purana said that there is no other way in this time that the holy name of the Lord will reach the spiritual realization.
Yeah.
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, think always about me, think always in me.
Yeah.
And somebody perhaps is not thinking so hard on the holy name, or the form of the holy name, but is thinking of the form of the day.
Your mind is doing
yeah,
that.
The mind.
Wonderful, wonderful.
So this person is thinking of standing in that form of the deity, which is the goal of this, which is the destiny of this person, which realize the supreme.
Se ho ben capito, chiede se una persona che sta costantemente meditando sulla forma del Signore più che sul nome, se raggiunge la stessa distinzione, lo stesso livello, cioè meditando sulla forma, sulla morte,
see, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he advises us that first comes the name and then the rupa of the Lord.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur ci consiglia che prima viene il nome e poi la rupa del Signore.
He gives the example of a flower. When the flower is in one stage, it's called the bud, it doesn't smell.
Ad esempio, il fiore passa differenti fasi, all'inizio un bocciolo e non ha profumo.
But when it opens, we learn more of the flower. We see the colors and we perceive its fragrance.
Ma quando si apre il fiore percepiamo più del fiore stesso, quindi ne vediamo il colore, la fragranza.
This happens when you chant.
Questo è quello che succede quando canti.
In the beginning, as you chant only the name, you only have the name.
All'inizio quando cantate solo il nome, avete solo il nome.
But then from the name you see how the form of the Lord manifests.
Ma dopo, cantando il nome, vedete come si manifesta anche la forma del Signore.
And later the qualities like his mercifulness.
E più avanti le sue qualità, ad esempio la misericordia.
You feel how your heart is touched by this quality.
Sentite come queste qualità toccano il vostro cuore.
And so on and so forth. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, even a neophyte can realize a little bit of how the name and the form are one by chanting before the deities.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur dice che persino un neofita può realizzare come nome e la forma sono una sola cantando il santo nome.
Yeah.
Cantando davanti al
divino. You chant before the deity and you feel how the name and the deity are one.
Cantare davanti alla divinità permette di sentire come percepire come nome e la forma sono diventati uno.
It's not an imagination of the mind.
Non è un'immaginazione della mente.
It's really there.
È veramente lì.
Yeah. gets a little late, and I don't know if you are interested in high philosophy. It's a very difficult... I don't think that this is the audience to go into the Spooter theory, but... Let me make it very, very simple. Then, a name always, even in this world, carries something of that person. For instance, if I would tell now to a certain brahmachari the name of a certain woman, that would, the reaction would be he would blush and would be red.
Ad esempio, se a un brahmachari cito il nome di una certa donna, la sua reazione sarà che si vergognerà e diventerà rosso.
If I would say another name,
se io gli dirò un altro,
let us say the name of that woman is Clara, Bhakta Clara.
Magari dico il nome di questa ragazza, Bhakta Clara.
If I would say, what is a good Italian lady name?
Maria.
Maria. He wouldn't blush. No, only when I say Clara, he will blush. Because his mind associates the name with the person. Now, in Indian philosophy, it is said that the name does carry a certain potency in it. And in this way, the name has a closeness to the object. But when we chant Hare Krishna, it's different. Here, Krishna is the name. It's not just that the name carries the potency of Krishna. He is Krishna fully. Now, this you need to realize. And the only laboratorium where you can realize it is in, by your devotional practice. This is the problem with philosophy. You can't understand certain things with the mind. You have to understand through your practice. You just can't do that in another way. Therefore, you must come to the Japa retreat. I'm joking. You don't have to come. You can, but you must invest in your chanting. You must organize your life so that you can go into the mystery of the holy name. And the best way is you must join kirtans as much as possible. And dance. And for that you came here. You made the right decision. So now I don't want to talk more because time is also there. I want to thank you for listening patiently. Tomorrow we will have the last part of this lecture series. Maybe we need to make an announcement now how we can find each other. That place where everyone should come. No, better to say. Yeah. Yeah.